Welcome to this week's podcast. Today we have Pastor Russell speaking on divine acceleration. But before we jump into the message, check out some brand new music.
What's up everybody? Joth here from Planet Shakers. Are you ready for some new music? Planet Shakers' brand new album, Over It All. Check it out today. Stream it now. Planet Shakers, Over It All.
What a year, hey? crazy year. You know, I'm going to remind us today of the promise that God gave us for this year. And when we're talking about this year, we started Vision Sunday on March 1. On March the 1st, I released our vision for the year, a year of acceleration. And it is now around 6 months that we're into that part of it. And we go through to March next year. And you know how many know the vision just doesn't stop, or the prophetic declaration in 1 year, it keeps going. But I felt the Lord speak to me today about reminding us of this word, divine acceleration. You know, on March 1, I made this a declaration of our church. On March 21, in Australia, we were locked down. So I want you to take it into the context of where we are right now. I'm going to read this scripture in the context of where we are right now. In the book of Amos, when the prophet Amos came to declare this word, they were in prosperity. They were in an amazing prosperity, but they had turned from God. And so Amos talks about all these things that are going to happen. But watch what happens when he begins to prophesy a promise that God has for us as well this year. It says, "On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David." Remember, we talked about the tabernacle of David a little bit. Let me remind you, the tabernacle, it was a tabernacle that signifies the return of God's presence to his people, and with its blessings and victory. It also means the blessing and presence of God is for all, not just a chosen few. Because normally in a tabernacle that only a few could draw near, but everyone could draw near in the tabernacle of David. The tabernacle of David means the blessing and the presence of God is for all people, not just a certain race. Obed-Edom was a Gittite, remember? He was from Gath, and he was a Philistine and not an Israelite, and he enjoyed the blessings of God when the ark was staying with him and followed it back to Jerusalem, and he became a gatekeeper and did not want to lose the presence of God. In Acts, the church itself, it as a restoration of the tabernacle of David, and it says in Acts 15, 16, 18, "And afterwards I will return and restore the falling house, tabernacle of David, and I will build its ruins and restore it, so the rest of humanity seek the Lord, including the Gentiles, and all that have called to be mine. The Lord has spoken, he will make these things known." And so here's the thing about the tabernacle of David. The truths of the tabernacle of David is that everyone has open access to God's presence, blessing, and victory, and are going to be restored in our day. So the restoration of the tabernacle of David, think about that in this moment, this season, that God is restoring his presence, his blessing, his victory, and again restoring to all. It also talks about a great end time revival will expand the kingdom of God, and the fame of David went into all the lands. See, I believe as the church rises up, the fame of what God is doing in his house, and we're seeing it this year. If you see what is happening with our Empower ministry and all that, people are talking about it all over the place. Why? Because it carries the presence of God. Just remember, in March the 1st, we were feeding 200 people. Now we're feeding up to 3,000 people. We will have close to given out 1 million meals equivalent by the end of this year. And people know about it. People know what God is doing in this house. The tabernacle of David, symbolizes the house of God, prayer and worship. We have prayed like we've never prayed before this year. So think about this in the context of where we are. March 1, God gave us His word to declare. Now we're sitting on at November 22nd, and it says, and on that day, I'll raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, so the presence of God, and repair its damages, and I'll raise up its ruins, and I'll rebuild it as of the old days, and they'll possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing. Now, if we look at what's happened in the last 6 months, corporate worship has been challenged. We haven't been able to have corporate worship. We're able to have worship in our homes, but coming together as God's people, we haven't been able to do. But in an acceleration year, God is going to accelerate the coming together of God's people to release a greater dimension of faith in homes and communities. It says this, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes who sows seed, and the mountain shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. And I'll bring back the captives of my people Israel. And watch this line here, just watch this. Context of our cities right now. You go down to the city of Melbourne and it's like a ghost town. There's not much activity there. Listen to the context. We didn't know this was going to happen in March 1. We thought that acceleration meant something different at that moment, but God had His plan. And it says, and I'll bring back the captives of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. I'm telling you, church, that we are called to inhabit cities and rebuild cities and see what has been stolen and taken, that God is going to use you and I to release an acceleration of the goodness of God into the city of Melbourne, into the cities all over the world. And they shall rebuild the waste cities and inhabit them. And they'll, it's amazing how many people are moving out of Victoria right now. Out of Melbourne, but there are people. God promised us, Isaiah 60, your sons and daughters are coming from afar, and there is going to be an inhabitants of God's people in this city and beyond. And it says, and thou shalt plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens, eat fruit from them, and I'll plant them in their land, and they no longer shall be pulled up, for the land I have given them, says the Lord. So we see that in a year, in a promise of acceleration, divine acceleration, God's going to restore the tabernacle of David, but also He's going to accelerate restoration. And this is where I feel we're stepping into right now, church. Restoration, acceleration. What you've lost, God is going to accelerate. What has been taken from you, what God is going to accelerate. What the enemy meant for bad, God will turn it around for good. There is a restoration of acceleration. Things that have been restored have been taken away, that God is going to restore them. But you know, the thing about restoring is make better than the original. In Romans chapter 12, it says, don't conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the renovation of your mind. A renovation is to take something that was made for a purpose and make it better, and it becomes a better product. This is what God is doing in acceleration. He's taken us, and there'll still be some trials and tribulations. He's seen the trials and tribulations, the challenges that we've been going through in these last 6 months. You know, previous to March, our country was in an incredible prosperity like we'd never probably seen before. Unemployment was low, things were happening. But in a moment, something just shifted, and it seemed like things were taken away. And they were. But I believe the promises of God are yes and amen. And He's saying to us, I'm going to bring an acceleration of restoration. I'm believing for jobs to accelerate. I'm believing, God, for provision to accelerate. I'm believing for businesses to accelerate, for family relationships to be restored. It is a year of divine acceleration. It's not a year of momentum made of man. You see, when you have momentum, man can get the glory. When divine acceleration comes, it's like it accelerates from nothing. The things that you've lost, and God goes, watch this. And He blows and He breathes His grace and His presence and His power. And He's seen the cries and He's seen the hunger and He's seen the calling out to Him. He's seen us as we've knocked time and time again and saying, God, bring a breakthrough, bring a breakthrough, bring a breakthrough, bring a breakthrough. It is a year of divine acceleration, divine restoration. It is a restoration that man cannot boast about. It is a restoration that man cannot take the credit of. It's a restoration that only God and God alone can take the credit of. I'm believing that there's businesses that will be so blessed and so amazed that you say, I just can't take any glory for it. It is all Him and Him alone. Their family situations that seem so dire, but God breathed into it and He breathed an acceleration of restoration. Woo! Restoration. And a year of acceleration. Luke 8:18 says, He says, I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. See, God wants to bring a restoration of joy. Psalm 51:12. He wants to bring healing of the land. He wants to bring a restoration of reconciliation from every tribe, every kindred, every person, that there's a reconciliation to God. And when we reconcile to Him, we reconcile man to Him. And there is such unity in all nations, in all groups. There is a restoration. Let the church be the example of what true reconciliation looks like. There's a restoration of revelation. There's a restoration of resources. There's a restoration of relationships. There's a restoration of honor. There's a restoration of health. Pardon me. God, that was funny. There's a restoration of health and I cough. God wants to restore, accelerate, divine acceleration. Jeremiah 30:17 says, I'll restore health to you and heal your wounds. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. Job was restored in Job 42. He went through some challenges. It says, and all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who have been his acquaintance before came to him and ate food with him in his house, and they consoled him and comforted him for the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave a piece of silver and each a ring. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginnings, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of his first Jemima, the name of his second Zezekiah, the name of the third, whoever. In the land it were found no woman so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brother. And after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days. Here was a life that went through hell and back, and God says, because you trusted me, I brought divine acceleration that only I could get the glory for. God is wanting to release restoration. Restoration of abundance. The Bible says here, the days are coming under God's inspiration that the prophet Amos ends the book on a note of high hope, looking forward to a great day of prosperity and abundance in Israel. Under the reign of Jeroboam II, they had material abundance, but not in the Lord. And God promised to restore them to prosperity from Him and in Him. That's what God wants to do in this land. He wants to bring prosperity from Him and in Him, so that we don't sit back and say, look what we've done, look what we've made, look what we've accomplished, look what our education has done, look what our smarts have done, look what our genius has done. No, it's from Him and for Him and in Him. And you know, God is bringing it to a season when the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Amos describes how miraculous and amazing God's blessing and restoration is. When God releases blessing and restoration, fruit comes quickly. The plowman and the reaper labored separately, but here they bump into each other. So abundant are the crops, and so eager is the land to grow more. I believe that we are stepping into a divine acceleration season, where as we sow, we will reap. There will be an increase, and we will be amazed. When I declared this in March the 1st, and I look at, and as halfway we're going through this old lockdown thing, I'm going, yes, there's things that are accelerating, and there's different things in the church that God is doing and been amazing, and He's been faithful. But there were times I begin to question, God, is it really a year of acceleration? And as I begin to read this again, God began to stir my faith. And He says, watch what I do. Watch what I'm going to do in you. Watch what I'm going to do through you. And so, sowing happens as the reaping is happening. There's no lag, no wait time. When God releases blessing and restoration, fruit comes from unexpected places. Normal grapevines don't grow well on mountains on high hills, but in the days of Israel's restoration, even the mountains shall drip with sweet wine and all the hills will flow. So God is going to bring from unexpected places in acceleration that you never even dreamed about, you never thought was coming. And we've seen aspects of this, and we've seen His goodness all the way through this season. But I believe there's going to be an acceleration of it. When God releases blessing and restoration, the work is blessed, but it is still work. You know, in this season, our volunteers, our staff, our coaches have worked harder than they've ever worked. We honor them and we thank God for them. At the same time, we are seeing our urban lives multiply. At the same time, we are seeing our empower multiply. We're seeing so many things online multiply. And it's because we've come into agreement with God that He is a God of acceleration. And so we're going to work and put the plowman and the reaper and the treader of grapes who have sowed seed to see their work to do. So we all got to work hard. We can't sit back and be immobilized. It's not a time to just sit in your house and go, oh, I just like living at home all the days of my life. God never created you to live in home by yourself or just in a little group. He called you to impact the world. Jesus didn't stay in His cocoon called heaven and say, wow, it's so nice up here. I don't think I want to do anything. I just want to sit back and thank you, government, for your payments and sit there and take whatever you can get and do nothing. No, 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 no. God says, God who owns everything, sent His Son to go and inhabit us and hang with us and walk with us and get in our lives and demonstrate His love to us. And so it's a time of putting our plow, our beginning to work with Him and for Him, not to get approval for Him, because we've already got approval, but because we have approval, we work for Him and He accelerates. You know, I'll read from the message as I close. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God decrees. Things are going to happen too fast, so fast your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others. Who's had your head swimming this year? At times you're like, oh, what's going on? You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. And I'll make everything right again for my people. And they will rebuild the ruined cities. They will rebuild the ruined cities. If something I want to get in your spirit, and they will rebuild. rebuild the ruined cities, and they will rebuild the inhabited cities, and they'll be part of the solution to see a city and cities change. And they'll plant vineyards and good wine, and they'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables, and they'll plant them on their own land, and they'll never again be uprooted. So here we are, 6 months after God gave us His word to declare for the year. And it's been a challenging year. It's been a frustrating year at times, but it's also been a miraculous year. And we're only about 6 months into it, or it's 6-8 months into when God began to speak to us about what God wanted to do. And I'm here to encourage you, church. The best days are coming our way. There is a place for us to come and help rebuild the city. There is a place for us to rebuild things in people's lives that people have lost. It's a time to bring restoration, divine restoration, God-given restoration. When God restores, He turns all things around. The Bible says, He who started a good work will complete it. He said, even though you go through trials and tribulation, it's for the testing of your faith that creates endurance. See, in this season, God has been working on us and through us, and He's been expanding our ability to rely on Him and depend upon Him. So when He blesses us beyond measure, we will take no glory. We will take, it's nothing that we did. We just said yes to Him.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.